On balance, the TPP negotiations, the way they've ended, especially for the beef industry, is very encouraging. The primary market in TPP is Japan. Japan is going to be moving their duties from 38.5% down to 9%. And I think when you have that kind of duty, that reduction going on over basically a 15, 16-year period, that's very, very encouraging. Japan is a very protected country. And so I think our negotiators did a wonderful job in bringing those duties down there as far as from 38 to 9%. I think also we have to take a look at TPP from the standpoint of defense. So Australia has concluded an FTA, or an EPA as they call it, with Japan. They already have a 10% advantage on their duty. The Japanese are negotiating with the Europeans as far as a free trade agreement that they call an EPA, a partnership agreement. So I think that there's a sense of urgency, I think, for us in the industry to conclude this, because it will make us more competitive. As you know, we've been witnessing a strong dollar here recently. And although the dollar is appreciated 15% vis-a-vis the yen, it's much higher against other currencies. So we see that with some of our competitors having duty advantages, with our strong dollar, their weaker dollar, all that combined makes it much more competitive for us. So TPP will be, I think, a very important development for us, and I really urge us to pass this as soon as possible.